ничего не пишите.
Не пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего
не печатайте.
Thank you. I think we're all old. We've got loads of echo, but we just got to deal with that. I think that's the only way to go. Oh, wow. I got it. This is so good.
Does it sound like we're in a cave?
It sounds good. It sounds normal, finally.
Hey!
Okay, fantastic. Sorry for the massive mess up with the Oxide Studio. Obviously, it wasn't our fault, as it never is. So, this week we're doing prog rock and
minimalism
music.
Yeah.
Very weird combo.
No, I think it kind of makes sense in a twisted kind of way.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, both have kind of long compositions and are kind of classical, but not really.
But also, I think they both have kind of good vibes in this kind of strange set. I think it's very comforting about prog. And, you know, in the way that it's at least with... I think Terry Riley's minimalism is quite proggy in a way.
Yeah. I mean, let's go with that. Kind of put in a song by The Who, Baba O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, kind of... They're not really prog, I'd say, but...
Well, Terry Riley did the thing. Is that...
Well,
is
the
that
intro
him?
Is inspired by him, and also it's called Baba O'Reilly because of Terry Riley.
Oh, that's... So I think you told me that
Baba
before.
Someone, and they're like, they're gurus.
Yeah, it was a guru. Yeah. I knew that much.
Cool. So I think we're going to go for two songs I picked. So, actually, the songs we just had were Starship Trooper by Yes, which was Rob's choice.
Yeah.
Which I think is a very good prog song and possibly the only good Yes song.
No, I would agree.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they had taste at that point.
And before that, we had the Grand Pianola Music by John Adams, which is...
Not the best example of minimalism of all time.
Definitely not. But that's why I thought I'd start with it, because it's kind of, you know, almost proggy in the way it's so bombastic and so symphonic. No, you disagree?
Oh, I don't agree with that. I'm just not a fan of the piece.
Yeah, okay. Good. Anyway, so the next one's a really good piece. So this is Dutch composer Simeon ten Holt with the Canto Sonata. It's a really long piece. I'm only playing a bit of it. Still quite long. I think we're playing 15 minutes of it.
Yeah.
But it's really nice. So, yeah, there we go. Canto Sonata, part one. The book.
Rain, sea, surf, sand, clouds and sky. Hush now, darling, don't you cry. There's a mockingbird singing songs in the trees. There's a mockingbird singing songs just for you and me. Rain, sea, surf, sand, clouds and sky. Time will see your tears run dry. There's a mockingbird singing songs in the trees. There's a mockingbird singing songs just for you. There's a mockingbird singing songs in the trees. There's a mockingbird singing songs just for you and me. Thank you.
Good. So there we are back again. Rob has just gone to the toilet, but so I'll talk about this. So that was Barclay James Harvest with the track Mockingbird, which I think is I think it's a very nice track. It's kind of, it's very kind of soft and adult oriented, but it's nice. It's got a good melody. It's got this kind of nice kind of melancholic mellow track, which I like. And before that, we had the Canto Ostinato by Simeon Ten Holt, Dutch composer, who quite recently, I think a couple of years ago, passed away, and this is his main composition. And I don't think it's that well known outside of Holland, but in the Netherlands there is a they perform it every other day basically. And what's really great is that it's very free, so it can take, it can last for an hour or over 5 hours. It's basically the musicians can really choose how often they play the same bit, for example, in a kind of similar way to Steve Reich's In C. And then the instrumentation is also very free, so some people play it with two pianos. Sometimes I've seen it with two pianos and two marimbas and two vibraphones, I think. Sometimes they use the organ, so there's a kind of, basically no single performance is the same, which is really interesting. And I think the version we played was quite kind of traditional, two pianos. But I think there are some very good versions with organ too, and also some very good versions with marimba, which gives it a really different kind of, it's a very rhythmic piece, and I think it's nice to have marimbas to bring that out. Good, so next track will also be a bit of minimalism, and this is one of Rob's recommendations, so I don't really know what we're going for. But basically, it's a piece by Steve Reich, which is always good, and it's called Nagoya Marimba. So these, I was just talking about marimba as well. Now we're going to listen to something with marimba in it. Steve Reich, everyone. Thank you. That was Pink Floyd, yeah. Live in Pompeii, the Psalter for All Secrets.
Such a good replacement for a choir.
Yeah.
I dig early Gilmore yelling.
I think it's good. I think the whole Live in Pompeii thing. I think actually this whole period in their songwriting was very fruitful. Because there's the Immigrant Life CD, which I think has a very similar soundtrack to Pompeii.
I mean, you say that. Have you listened to the Immigrant Non-Live CD?
I have, and it's horrible.
It's definitely the worst thing they've ever done.
Yeah, but the live track CD, on the other hand, is like great.
The Sisyphus track like deafens you.
I know.
But I mean, I agree. I mean, a lot of the stuff they wrote kind of, and they didn't release like Careful With That Axe, Eugene. And
yeah, I really also like the live version of Santa Controls to the Heart of the Sun.
Oh, yeah. The live one's really good. It has a funky-ass keyboard solo in the middle. It's much better than the released one.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, that's
that track's incredible.
One of the reasons I really appreciate Umaguma. Well, I think they've got one on Live in Pompeii too, don't they?
The Umaguma Careful With That Axe, Eugene is my favorite one. I remember it's definitely that one and not... When you said Umaguma, for some reason, I was thinking of Relics or something. But yeah, Umaguma Careful With That Axe, Eugene is definitely the best one. Because you kind of rate the quality of Careful With That Axe, Eugene by the scream. and the scream in that one is definitely the best. It's the best scream.
Good, and before that we had Steve Reich. And now we're going to go to Philip Glass. So I think we'll do the Koyaanisqatsi theme first, and then Priyadig.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a Koyaanisqatsi suite, because I couldn't choose which one, but I decided I was very much in a Koyaanisqatsi mood. So kind of imagine a large moon rising over a city, and you know, everything moving really fast. This is the vibe that we're going to go for. Have you seen Koyaanisqatsi?
I haven't. I've seen Einstein on the Beach.
Is it a movie?
Or have you seen it as an opera?
Like, oh, no, because Koyaanisqatsi is a movie.
Oh, okay.
It's a load of kind of... It's kind of like documentary shots to set to the music, and then...
So was it made for the music? Or was the music made for the film?
I think it was meant to just be a sensory experience.
Yeah,
it was. It's kind of the story told. It's the story of existence.
Okay.
I think this is the idea. It's told through visuals and music and not much else. Yeah.
Cool. Well...
It's enjoyable.
There we go.
There's a sequel. Koyaanisqatsi 2.
Ah.